Is that perfect? What did a nigga say? Perfect.
It's your girl, TZ. I don't really mix religion and podcast. It
ain't
don't
no
stop.
Boundaries,
right?
Man.
This your boy, Mook G's and the Snowman.
That nigga always hungry, dog.
See you at the happy hour.
Uh-oh. Where's my snare?
Shout out to
bro, everybody ain't Kanye, bro.
He's definitely the listener of the week, not the victim this week. We definitely have a victim from Milwaukee.
Block everybody from Milwaukee.
From Milwaukee.
You know we don't play that shit.
Do. Let's move forward, guys.
That should be like,
yeah, I like a minute or something.
Yeah. I downloaded it, though.
I got to download it.
That nigga went from motherfucking 2,000 followers to 185,000 in like a month.
Off of that song?
Yes.
Yes.
Wiz Khalifa did a little joint.
I seen that.
He still buzzing. He just posted every day. Like, damn, niggas ain't sick of it.
Just posted every day.
How long? Yeah. It ain't been out that long, have it?
Mm-hmm. Since
ain't shot a video yet. We just did this past weekend.
February.
Josiah going crazy.
What's
shout out
name?
To Josiah. Josie.
How old is he?
He in college right now.
Yeah, he goes to Stevens Point.
Oh, he not even here?
He goes to Stevens Point. He here?
Oh. I mean, like, I thought he was a hood dude, like.
Well, he's cool with you.
I don't know.
Yeah, Hooper.
Oh. That's funny. Did he just make the song up or he been making
songs?
But
he the one that sing Lil Baby on the G.
Oh.
Shake that,
oh, that
big fat juicy ass on me.
Oh, that's him.
That's the same person?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know that song. Yeah.
Well, that song was pretty big too. Shake it for the team. Shake it for the team.
Shake it for the team.
I ain't heard
Lil
that
Baby
one
on the G.
You got another song that was like,
so he been making something.
No, This the one,
boy.
Yeah, he got to add another verse. It's cracking.
Yeah, get some niggas on it.
Let me rap on
it. It done went viral.
Little yeah, but told a bitch, J. I got G's. And he got everybody doing the little ear. When you go, he be like, no. He put his hand behind his ear.
Yeah.
Like, that's like his shit now. Like, you got to do that.
Yeah.
Like if, yeah.
Well, him and Big Frank may turn up, but that's his this guy, Big Frank.
They friends.
They dance.
Yeah.
And then Big Frank told a rave up too at Huncho concert.
He did.
They just brought
I
him out
see.
To the that nigga went crazy when he played
it. It was cracking.
Who was that?
I had saw videos.
Bad Bitties.
Yeah.
That song. Yeah, he went.
Getting down on the flow. Yeah, that's his shit.
Yeah, that's his cracking.
Yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, okay, he's cracking the mill. Turn the mill up for the freaky music.
Right, they Diddy keep music. Doing the little jagging dance. That's what it looked like
remember
to me.
First telling us about, or that you telling us about the jagging dance?
It was Hayes. And we was like, we don't know what you're talking about.
The Ethiopian?
Yeah,
it's an Ethiopian
I told
dance.
Them that you said that he got it from them.
He
I'm
did.
Like, he got it from them, but they just, and I guess they did it to his song, though?
I don't know.
No, like a recent little... People,
I
think they ended up like making a stitch, like they did that shit on their own.
Yeah, that's what I said. But who sent it to us? Like they doing this song to Big Frank? I'm like, that's they dance. But I thought that too in my head. Like they probably just put that
because the video
it.
Looked kind of old.
Oh, to, so they might have did it. Yeah,
just put the music over them dancing.
That's
I think.
Crazy. But I don't know. That
that's what it looked like to me. But if it didn't, y'all going crazy still.
But Josie, he posted a song singing like an old-time song. An older person, he was singing. And Chance the Rapper commented on it, Fires.
Yeah.
But it wasn't his song, but it was like a
was
song.
Like
a, I think it was like Teddy Pendergrass.
He was doing a cover.
Yeah, he was doing a cover. He was just singing it.
He know how to sing?
Like, yeah, he sounded like Anthony Hamilton.
Oh.
And he was just singing that motherfucker. Anthony Hamilton. I mean, Chance the Rapper put 3 fire emojis on under it.
Where was this at?
It was on his page on Instagram.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because Taylor had sent it to me and I went to it. Like, damn, that's cracking.
Mm.
What's his name on there? On
his
Instagram.
Name was Josiah Gilly, I think. But I think he took the song down because everybody said, why you take the song down, the cover?
Yeah, I just typed in JOS. He the first one to pop up.
Yeah, how many followers you got right now?
187,000.
He ain't the first person to pop up on my.
When I must have searched him before.
Here he is. Oh, this the dude that sang it. I would have never knew. I just see everybody else doing it.
I think he took it off,
though, but they were telling him to put it back. Let me see.
You ever told a bitch I got you? I'm JP on my dot. On my dime, my car bitch say, hey, oh, wow.
How long is the song?
It's one, like a minute or something.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
It's like a little verse before that, then a little bit after.
He just
be in
his dorm just doing shit. Look at him.
He do that song every day. He posted every day.
At least 20 times.
But that's how you got to do it, though. That nigga became viral off of that shit. Just keep posting.
Yeah, he do got 170K now.
Oh, Johnny Taylor. That's the one.
Johnny Taylor. He do sound like Anthony Hamilton.
Don't he?
Them the kind of voices that make it too.
Soulful, like Friday.
Yep.
But he's doing him. Imagine if he put that with some like soulful music type shit and make like some songs. He can,
yeah.
He can get on. You see Chance put the fire emoji on.
Yeah.
Chance like, I need you to sing that on this type shit. That should be cool.
That's all it take.
Well, congratulations, little dog, man. You turned to be damn near the man.
On our pod before you get.
So him and
Freeze.
I reached out to Big Frank.
They are like boys. They hang out. Or did they hang out before this?
Well, they got songs together, though.
Yeah. Okay.
Before that. So they got some songs together.
Yeah. That's what's up.
They need to link anyways. Keep it together because they make the same type of music. Big Frank actually can rap.
Mm-hmm.
He actually really cold, though. He can make this type of music.
Just like, what's his name could rap? Bankhead.
Oh, Bankhead could rap.
He could rap for real, too.
Yeah, he used to rap.
He just used to be, you know, playing around. But when you listen to him.
Bankhead was like right hands, right?
Yeah, they were. Yep. R.I.P. Bankhead.
R.I.P. Bankhead. Bankhead was funny as a bitch on the show.
Damn, man, yeah, that's crazy.
I was glad we had that. Like, yeah. You know, that clip.
I'm salty I missed that shit.
You should have posted on his birthday. His birthday just passed.
I didn't know it was his birthday, but I posted it, last year sometime, I think. Yeah. I did. And what's his name had asked me for it. Or told me to send him the episode.
I saw somebody post it.
Tia Cousin.
I was like, damn, Bankhead is dead. That shit's still like,
yeah.
I forgot. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. He passed away. RIP, dog.
RIP. Welcome back to TZ Talks, episode 341.
Everybody,
we got Brother Hayes in the building again.
How y'all doing?
We gonna keep switching off.
You ever told a bitch I got G's?
No.
You ever made a bitty hit her knees?
No.
Well, guess what? I'm Jay Hayes. On my dime, my bitch gon' hang.
I'm Jay Hayes.
I love what he say on my dot.
That's what he's saying? Yeah. On my dot.
On my dot.
See, I don't be listening to it so hard. Well, I don't, because that's why I don't ever know the words.
Yeah.
Hey, be listening for the lyrics. I don't. I just like,
I wanted to learn the shit.
Little baby on a J.
Hey,
that's how he say the other one, too. Come throw that big fox juice all so me. Fox. We talking about the guy that's been going viral lately, y'all. Wiz Khalifa posted him. And everything. But yeah, the meal taking off. Everybody be going viral now.
Yep.
Especially off TikTok. It be going in. I'm like, dang, they did that off TikTok? It be plenty of celebrities doing TikTok.
You just gotta make
it, TikTok.
Bro. You just gotta make that good TikTok. And it's gonna pop. It don't matter where you from, low key.
No, it don't.
Once you, and if it, because the algorithm is gonna be like that because
it's gonna be that type of song.
Everybody for the meal gonna get the post it and it's gonna hit somewhere else in Atlanta. There's somebody here. Then it's just going to hit.
Yeah.
That's all it takes is that one.
And the kids going to make you popular.
What?
Absolutely.
That's what I'm trying to tell about Ray Nitty, bro. It's going to pop, bro.
Yeah.
If he just keep making bow, I think it did, though.
If he did a redo of a bow, it did go viral, but he let it die down. You got to keep it going.
I'll be just like Joe. That nigga post his shit about 10 times. He be like.
Yeah, but he got like the difference with his shit. He had personality with it.
Yeah.
He did the. He was like dance like an old white man.
Fun with it.
You know what I'm saying? And that became because he would do the same shit every time on every video he posted.
Nitty too old for that shit. Playing and shit, playing around.
But this nigga, he find the time to do it. Nigga be fucking
And only, practice, and it only take a couple
minutes. Like he be in the weight room.
That's it.
Yeah, no bullshit. Locker room. Yeah.
No editing. All he got to do is fucking record that shit and post it. Just that little clip. And yeah, man.
Nigga, we made it. If I was viral like that, I think I made it already.
But he got like 200-300 followers on TikTok now. Like, I told him, like, bro, I ain't tell him, but this is what I'm telling him. Taylor, like, I said, bro, he need to come up with it. He need to do a video, put that shit on YouTube.
That's where he going to get the money.
That's where he going to get the money. Because everybody looking for the song. Low-key, he should never drop the song on Apple Music because you don't really get no money.
That's where he dropped it at?
It's on Apple Music. Mm. But he should have just waited and just dropped it on YouTube. And people had to go to his YouTube channel to hear the song. And then he'd have millions of views already on that.
That's what that one producer was doing, they said.
He didn't
getting millions of views off the artist here. He was dropping it on his page.
Yeah, they stupid.
And that's why they were saying he was stealing their money. I'm like, no, they're stupid for allowing him to post
this
stuff.
Instead of dropping it on Apple Music, because everybody looking for the shit. If it's only on YouTube, guess what we would have to play it on?
YouTube.
And right now it's buzzing enough where
he could have had the YouTube.
He could have just put it on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So now he gonna come up with a video and all that, but niggas don't be watching videos. I mean, the kids do, but that shit gotta be cracking.
That shit gonna get a lot of views.
It's gonna get a lot of views.
He gotta do some remixes. Mm-hmm.
He got it at Club Lit too, though. So it's gonna be cracking. It was already cracking.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, so he gonna do it straight, but I wouldn't have dropped it on, when everybody looking for that shit, I wouldn't have dropped it on Apple Music. Because he ain't gonna get no money off Apple Music like that. Because niggas don't buy it. You don't have to buy music on Apple Music. You already got like a, because I just figured it out when I was doing my kids' song, like Apple Music. If you don't actually buy it, you're not gonna get no
just
pay.
Just because you plan it.
Because
streams don't add up to that much money.
Yeah, unless you're getting billions of streams.
Yeah.
But like, you have to. Like if I'm on Apple Music, mm-hmm. I pay Apple Music a fee every month.
Yeah,
I can download music for free. I don't have to pay for it.
Right. Yeah. Right. Your $10 a month.
Right.
Yeah.
Pay for that shit.
Right. So no, I'm like, paying for that.
You gotta buy like some singles and shit. You gotta buy. You can download it and like play it at your leisure.
Yeah.
But if you go offline, you ain't gonna be able to, like, you don't got no Wi-Fi or some shit.
Yeah.
You can't play that.
You
shit.
Can download it.
You
to
don't
your
need
phone.
To play it on Wi-Fi.
You can download it to your phone.
I'm saying,
got cellular.
So if you don't, for some strange reason, you wouldn't have cellular.
So in the air, on the airplane,
yeah.
If the music is not downloaded to your phone, you can't listen to it.
Yeah, if you're in the airplane, yes.
But you got to download it to your phone.
Unless you bought it, unless you purchased it.
Right.
No, unless you downloaded it. You don't even got to buy them. Because I would download my whole
playlist. Yeah, you don't even have to buy it. As long as it's downloaded.
I download my whole playlist, and then that way I can listen to it. Just like if you download our podcast.
You still don't need Wi-Fi to do that.
No, you don't.
I do it all the time. I download the playlist that I want to my phone.
I didn't buy shit.
That's how I listen.
My shit would never work like that. I thought I had to be on the Wi-Fi.
Do you got to download it to your phone?
You saving it, but you got to download it.
You got to download it.
The song. Itself, like if I go to a playlist right now,
bro, on the airplane, bro, I'm listening to all music, bro,
and our podcast. Like before we drops, people will
download
be like,
it.
I have to download y'all podcast. Yeah. So when you dropping it before I get on the flight,
yeah, that's what I have to do when I listen to the
They'll download the episode. It's like the arrow down. That's downloading it to your phone.
I just add the Wi-Fi to listen to it though.
No. Not if you download it to your phone. That's the only but
like,
way
only
we get
like movies. If you buy it, then you can watch it and shit in the airplane without
whenever.
I got one movie I watch all the time.
What?
Brothers.
I got motherfuckers.
It's downloaded on your phone? Your laptop?
I purchased it, so like whenever I get it. So yeah, if I get a new phone, I just download it on there before the plane.
Mine is fucking, because when I got it,
I just
came out and never stayed there, and I just like, fuck, I'm going to watch it. I downloaded Get Hard with Kevin Hart, and that's the only one I paid for. And I just watched that movie. That movie gay.
It's foul.
I
watch whatever the plane got.
A foul gay movie.
I go today through the
but
the
if you
websites.
If you flying Southwest, you ain't got no fucking TV.
No, I watch it. You can watch it on your phone. Now they be having like you download their app and then go to their stuff, what they offer.
Yeah.
If you download their Wi-Fi and their app.
Yeah.
And it'll be free.
And it's free, yeah. Most places free.
Now, because I was able to watch Equalizer.
American got the ones on the back of the seats.
Yeah.
I like American.
I like American too.
And Delta.
And they Delta spacious. Too. They more spacious, American. Because people be acting like American is out. I'm like, no, they in.
They in. Sure.
I'm with American and Delta for sure.
Yeah.
My mama been flying Sunjet.
Delta gonna make sure you get to where you gotta go. If not, they gonna compensate you.
Yes, that's what I like about
them.
They
treat you like an employee.
I like Delta, but they done shot up because the other ones is kind of try to be cheap, but then they charge you so much for the bags. Delta still let you do a carry-on, at least.
Everybody let you get a carry-on, though.
Oh, no. They charge you for all of that now.
Who?
All the other flights.
That's Southwest bags flight.
Well, that's different. I'm talking about the ones you don't have to go to. Southwest, you got to literally go to Southwest to book. Like, you can go to Google Flights and book all that other shit. Like,
I don't be flying
American.
Like that,
I don't fly Southwest like that.
I don't fly Southwest.
It's never cheap.
Bro, I think I got older, and I used to fly and give a fuck. But now I got older, I feel like I got too much to live for to die in a plane, bro.
That's crazy. Why you thinking about that?
I be thinking about my fucking kids. Like, bro, if I'm go, it's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
I don't be thinking about that.
Every time I get on the flight, I pray for the pilots.
Yeah.
I say, God, the pilots' hands.
Because that's the worst way. Because you think somebody finna go somewhere and they land somewhere and they ain't really getting there. And then you hear about a plane crashing and then it be your people or you. That's, that'll be wild.
Hell yeah.
I need somebody to go with me.
So I'd be cool. Y'all gonna die separately, bro. Y'all good.
Yeah. No, I'm cool with me and Tia dying separate. Yes, I would want that so for the kids. Yeah. But like, I don't want, if I'm going on a trip and my plane crash, like, I want some of my friends to be on there with me too.
No, bro.
We ain't all finna die. I ain't gonna die with my fucking self. You think it's crazy?
You die with the people on the flight.
I need to die.
Unfortunately,
you got your own journey to heaven or hell, brother. So it don't even matter.
Yeah, but this, we gonna die together.
It don't matter. You won't even know when you die.
I know when
what
we,
if
when
they
I'm
suffering.
Dying,
what if he's suffering,
when
right?
Die, I know it's over. At least I'll be looking like, yeah, bro, we had to
do said, hold my hand.
I'll be like, yeah, Hayes, man. I'm trying to get back to you.
We talking about death a little too much.
You're going to be screaming like a motherfucker. You ain't going to be saying shit.
No, I'm going to try to call.
That call is not going to go through before you get
there. It might. Once I get low enough, that motherfucker going through.
Damn, you finna be doing all that?
Yeah, yeah. Call like a motherfucker. Like,
they be like, Tony Neal, you a bitch.
Yeah.
Happy holidays from the Harrison.
That's how much time you're going to have.
Tony Neal, you a bitch.
Boom. Dude.
Damn.
That's the worst way to go, boy.
That or drowning and burning. Burning might be.
Burning, boy, could be hurt. And, bro. I'm telling you, bro, man. That hurt so bad. That was made me. I swear to God, this is, I don't got you. That what made me believe in God. Too scared to not believe in him and go to hell. Just burn
to
eternity. And just be burning. Can you imagine just burning for years and years, just burning?
Forever. So, what is
and
the difference?
Like, all right, now, damn.
What's when, the difference if you. So, you're saying when you go to hell, are you alive still in
yeah,
that world?
Your soul is alive.
You imagine you just getting burned forever. You just like,
See, that don't even make sense.
All night. That makes sense to me.
No, it don't. You should be a crisp then by the end of the night.
Your soul keep replenishing.
Make your soul burn slow. That should be, you imagine you just screaming, you just get
so
worse.
So all these people that went to hell just sitting in hell right now.
You just,
breath hot in the
mouth. Bro,
so if you die, you think you're going to heaven right now?
Oh, well, listen, bro. Once saved, always saved. I believe in that.
Oh, my God.
You don't believe once saved, always saved?
No.
Let me know if I'm at the wrong church.
You at the wrong church.
Take me to the church that say once saved, always saved.
You got
to
repent and all of that before you go. They be on their deathbed.
No, because sometimes you don't know when you're going.
You just got. That's why you got to repent
over
every
to
day.
God again.
But what if you do some bullshit and die right after that, and you forgot to repent?
That's just one sin.
You're done.
If you live in a life of sin, then that's different.
Yeah, but God know if he know you can be without sin, he would have sent you instead of your son.
No, when you get saved, you're supposed to change your ways.
No, because why would you?
Here
send,
we are mixing
you know
religion and podcast.
Sin, why would you send your son?
I'm sick of it.
And you can send somebody else. Like, bro, you got to go because I ain't gonna send my son to get killed.
Instead of why he just in sin.
Because you can be without sin. Like, he know we going to sin, bro. That's just part of.
Absolutely.
He gave you free will to sin. He know what the time
is. No, you ain't supposed to just keep sinning. You ain't supposed to keep doing the same shit.
He gave us free will because he has the power to
but
make
you still
us not
have,
sin.
You have to be remorseful for your sin.
Understand? I understand that, but what I'm saying is you all power. Why you even give us free will to sin?
Is this a religious podcast?
No, I'm just saying, but I'm saying, if you God, bro, and you making humans,
we might as well go to church.
Why the fuck you give us a power to sin?
Let's just go to church. Let's go to church.
Just be perfect.
I think we should make an appearance. TZ Talk should take a field trip to church.
He don't mean that.
We should all make an appearance.
What I say?
You cussing at God.
God knows my heart.
He said
if he was a pastor, he was going to cuss. He know I wanted to.
You gonna be like the cussing pastor?
Pastor, yeah.
Well, because
you missed it last week.
Cussing like
ooh, child. Nunu was like, I'm gonna cuss now.
No, bro, because
and really he doing it for like... money. He said he doing it for money.
What? Yes, bro. I'm gonna be a pastor. It's for cash. Cash me outside. How about that? I'm gonna be like, thank you, thank you, sister, for your contribution to this church.
To Nunu, this to shit. Pastor Nunu.
This shit going, you know it's going to come back to surface when your church get the cracking, nigga.
They going to be like, he only doing it for money. I'm like, Lord.
Hey, they going to be.
I told you like, that.
He didn't say that. That's not him. That's AI.
No. My thing is.
No, they going to be said he want his congregation to know that he is doing it for money.
Yes.
Automatically. But, so well, it ain't
also
nothing
did
hiding.
Say this.
No hidden
listen,
agenda.
It doesn't matter that I'm doing it for money, but I'm still giving you the word.
Yeah, he said.
Give
he
me what still. You're paying for this word I'm giving you. I'm still going to give you the I'm still going to give you the direction that you need.
But honestly, but like, pastors got to get paid.
Yeah, bro.
So I told
job.
Him that. I'm like, well,
I'm going to be that motherfucker.
That's
listen,
your job.
I'm going to be walking around.
That's your job.
Have you ever been swallowed? Have you ever been swallowed?
Shut up, dog. You're gonna be like Dr. Umar. I appreciate the 10, but you could have gave 25.
Take my heart back.
Swear to God. Dr. Umar is one of my favorite people because he is funny as a baby.
Did he is the most said? Hypocritical nigga ever,
though. Don't matter, but he know his shit though. And he be talking, he's like, mm-hmm. He told you Kenneth something. Uh-huh. Well, let me tell you this, brother. I was like, check the shit out of Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon was trying to be smart like Nick Cannon. You ain't that smart. Dr. Umar know too much
he
shit,
know
bro.
More than you.
Dr. Umar
way
crazy.
You talk on all different levels. Mm. Nick Cannon was like, Nick Cannon, because Nick Cannon's smart and he
knows
shit.
Yeah, he is.
But Dr. Umar was just like, nah, but this is a whole different type of thing.
He was on a doctoral level.
Yeah, you said what?
He was on a doctoral level.
No, for sure. Yes.
He Dr. Sebi.
You like a motherfucker.
All right, let's move
He's
forward.
Michael Jordan of talking that bullshit.
We're done with religion and podcasts that we right. supposed
we don't
to
even
not
know
mix.
What we were talking about. We were talking about planes. How the fuck right. we start talking about planes?
The death and burning in hell eternally.
How
our
we start
souls.
Talking about planes?
Nunu. I don't know. Shit, I was gonna blame Nunu. How was y'all weekend?
My weekend was cool.
Why do dudes downplay their weekends like that?
What?
That's what Bam said.
I was outside all weekend.
They,
I ain't gonna
they
lie.
Really feel like men really feel like women don't want them to have fun.
So, no, bro, because it's too much like right. You can't have fun because they'd be like, we could.
I'd be like,
fun.
How was it? He'd be like, it was all right. Ball. So when he asked me now, I'd be like, it was all right.
Well, it wasn't nothing to jump up and down about.
Okay, what would you say? He'd be like, oh, it was cracking. I had a good ass time.
That's what I'd be doing.
But if he say that, what you gonna be like? Why was it cracking? And then he tell you some shit, and you don't think that's cracking. You like, oh no, nah.
That's hating. That's hating.
No, and you be like, no.
That mean I'm just mad that at the fact of that. Then if I'm mad that you went out or something,
no, I'm saying if he be like, no, it was cracking, then he'll tell you why it was cracking. You be like, no, I don't think that's cracking. What you leaving out? That's cracking. It's gonna be a hidden agenda.
I don't
think he was doing some other shit.
No. Women, I would only think that if I saw something in a story or something, OC.
No.
I'm not going to just off the bat just think, oh, why was it cracking? Y'all had hoes, you was buying shots. I'm not, because 9 times out of 10, did.
I'm not
saying you got hoes, but if you with if a group of girls is around y'all, y'all all buying shots, that usually happens. I'm not going to be...
naive about it.
Yeah, like, because I done been around people, they buy me drinks and shots and stuff, but people cool with me. People cool with Bam. I mean, it is what it is.
I had a good weekend
but
with
I don't
cancer.
Think
my,
I
well,
get
I
mad
about
at
my
stuff
son.
Like
won WIBL again, you understand? Won 6th grade year, lost last year, won this year.
What's WIL? What?
It's like the middle school league.
What does it stand league. For?
I don't know what it stands for. Wisconsin Youth Basketball League.
Oh, okay.
So... I was cold. I just thought about that, but that's what it probably stands for. But it's one of the top. It's the top middle school league in Wisconsin, and we weren't picked to win it, but they ended up winning that motherfucker. Mm. It's good, man. I'm proud of my boy.
That squad, nice.
We was five deep. Well, we got eight players, but we was really five deep.
Yeah.
Four and impossible.
Yeah.
And them niggas just, they did their thing, man. Taylor was sprung his
ankle. Is it over now?
It's over. Mm. We got our shirts, hats, celebrated.
Y'all get trophies or anything?
Hey, you start up.
Hey, he was pretty much like next week, damn near.
Damn. Right back to the grind.
To the grind. My little nigga injured, dog. He sprung his ankle.
At this game?
That motherfucker was fat.
Damn. But he would step on somebody's foot.
Like, he was, dude was going to the rock. Taylor, like, trying to jump the steel. And he missed. So he tried to get back. And then he, like, turned his motherfucking ankle.
Yeah.
And he's on the ground doing all this. They was like, go check it out. I said, man, that nigga fought, man. Shouldn't everybody jump, trying to jump the steel? Just play D. And I ain't, you know what I'm saying? I ain't help him up. He over there looking at all this shit. I'm like, bro, get. Then at the end of the game, I get to talking to him where he really hurt. I don't feel bad because, like, I be thinking, like, bro, gone. Like, you a killer. Get your ass up.
You but should he was feel hurt bad. Like, I'm
gonna have to carry him to the car. But listen, bro, T he had some motherfucking, some shit. I don't know, but that nigga shit. Right back. He ready now. He can walk and everything. I'm like,
what she put on
it? Some shit that she was using for her back that I think, I don't know, her auntie gave her. It's like some type of rubbing cream, but that motherfucker, his shit still kind of swole, but he's like, it don't hurt, don't nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, that shit worked like a motherfucker. He was like, dude, this worked. And he just put it on his ankle. I'm going to tell you what it is, though, but Tia was put on her back and she said it worked. So she put it on his ankle.
Probably like some cortisone cream or some shit.
That's what it is. That's damn near what it's like, dog. But it was like some.
It's a natural.
It's like a natural African type shit. I don't know if she got it from her daddy and them or something, but that shit worked.
Yeah.
That nigga shit went down and he
need
like.
That
for moving my, around on shit. He running up the stairs. I'm like, he's like, yeah.
I guess we never gonna have our podcast game. You been talking about that forever.
They scared, man.
The podcast game, Lewis.
Lewis, no scared. If y'all niggas scared to say that, man.
I lost some weight.
Yo, they can block back too now, so you ain't that ain't no that ain't no. Yeah, he probably won't hoop.
Oh
no
yeah, he got injured.
Yeah,
at that game. His knee. At that game, mm-hmm. They lost too. Good job.
Insult to injury, looking.
They lost too. Y'all went to the concert, right? How was the Keisha Cole? I thought Trey Songz was the opener.
No, the opener.
I mean the closer.
No.
And then Bam was no, it's Keisha Cole. Though. I'm like, I thought it was Trigger. Why would Keisha Cole be the closer of with Trey Songz on the bill?
That's her crazy.
It's her concert.
No, it should have been his.
I went. It was fun. I was fucking off of edible. So I was high.
I can't believe you took an edible at a concert.
I was just high them up.
That's so foul.
It was straight, though, I guess. They
I
didn't
can't
like
be
Keisha
like
Cole,
Mook and...
I didn't even hear Keisha Cole really sing because I knew all her songs, so I was singing with her. So it was like,
I would have been
couldn't
singing
be bad to me because I knew the song. So I guess
was she just not out there long enough?
She wasn't out there. Trey Songz was out there longer than her for sure.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But they act like she think like, oh, she wasn't dancing. I'm like, bro, she ain't no dancer.
She don't do that
singer.
Shit. Last time she was really, trying to dance, it was a rap.
Like, really sit down in a chair, actually.
She could really ride wave it.
No bullshit. Rod Wave came out and said, everybody sing.
And jumped off the thing. They told him to stop. They told him to stop.
All right. Ain't enough
and
stage.
You promoting suicide. That's what they said. So, no.
That's why I had to stop listening to Rod Wave.
They said, break one more stage. Your tour is through.
I was like, oh, my God. What did he just do? What if he hurt himself, though?
What if he hurt him stage?
Him stage.
Y'all, I got into it with Trey Songz, y'all.
What happened to him? I don't know how you get into it with
this nigga is crazy.
A whole R&B artist.
Listen, bro. First of all, this is my city. Have some respect.
Good night.
No, but we out in the hallway waiting on the next set. And, like, Trey Songz walking around up in the suite level. So he come in walking around. And he with a whole bunch of, like, you know, with some girls in security, whatever. And I'm like, you came right and got some hoes, huh? And then he turned around and said, these aren't hoes.
That's how he said it for real.
Did he say it like that? Hey?
He said, these ain't no hoes.
He said, these ain't no hoes.
Yeah. Oh. Numa keeps saying, I'm aren't hoes.
In my mind, I'm high. He's signing square as a bitch. Mind you, why are you even saying that? You signing square as a bitch. So I looked around. I'm trying to see if everybody else heard what I heard.
They walking past, by the way. They walking past and Nunu say this.
I'm looking. I'm like, did they hear that? So I did like the emoji of, you know, the voice emoji. I'm like, nigga, them hoes.
He was so loud, dog. I was fucking dying.
I
didn't
know if he heard me or not, but I'm like, nigga, them hoes. Then I'm like, and you with a trainee. You was with a tall ass trainee.
She keep calling her a trainee.
She was like 6'8", but I don't think she was a trainee.
6'8"?
Yeah.
Bro, ain't no 6'8 women in me.
She might have been from Virginia, bro. Ain't she from Virginia?
Who?
Ain't Trey Song from Virginia?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where she might be from.
I know he ain't fly no trainee.
You think he...
Shut up.
I know he ain't fly no trainee.
She had us in the exit row, too.
She was like, 6'8", though?
No, that nigga had me dying. You hear me? He said, nigga, them hoes. It was so loud. Everybody downstairs heard him, everything. I'm like, this nigga crazy.
Did everybody turn around?
He had his security with him. Look. He didn't see I had Big Jeff and Big Dave Pope with me. Like, yeah, nigga, I got security too, motherfucker. Fuck you talking about? What you finna do? Get your ass beat in this motherfucker. It was like
deep. It was like 20 deep.
Yeah, it was too much.
But he will fight, though. Who? Y'all know Trigger is crazy.
But he no Milwaukee crazy air. He must knew about me because he was like, oh, if I'm about to fight him, I'm finna be on
the world. He don't know nothing about you.
He know not to fucking try me because he kept his ass walking. He'll try everybody else and he'll try me.
He in enough trouble.
He fought Jacquees. Why ain't bring his ass over here to fight me?
You wanted him to come fight you?
Yeah, because I was going to whoop his ass out and sue him, huh?
He pulled Jacquees dread out.
Yeah, I ain't had no dreads. I'm like, damn, nigga ain't got no dreads. He's like, if I can just get around Dave or Jeff, get him. No, nigga, you finna go overboard. You hear me? I'm finna throw that nigga right over. I already had it planned in my mind. I was high, too. I'm like, if he come over here, I'm going to throw him over the balcony.
I'm shocked he didn't say nothing else.
What are you going to say?
That just kept
he
walking.
He probably was with the ladies. He ain't want to do all that.
He's with the hoes.
With the ladies.
Nunu had me dying, though. That shit was
sad. He was cracking up, dog, for like 20 minutes.
I was cracking up. So loud. I was just laughing because you was so loud, bro.
Just the loudest nigga in the room.
Just loudest.
They say they usually the brokest.
I'm broke for sure. So
shut up.
That rang true.
That
like
didn't. That's it. Rang true.
Look at them hoes.
He's sick.
But that nigga was trying to be like, bro. Why you trying to be all like? These aren't hoes. These are conservative women. Look at them hoes. Stop acting like you don't know
why
these
was
hoes.
They hoes? Did they dress like hoes to you?
It wasn't nothing about dressing, bro. Because
they was hanging on to him?
Groupies. Bro. Oh. Like, he trying to act like these ain't no hoes. Like, bro, because I'm like, bro, you going to get the pussy anyways, bro. You ain't got to sugarcoat it. They going to give you something anyway. They like you.
You can't just be hollering out a nigga with hoes, though. Like, that's random as hell. I said, you can't just be hollering out like.
Them hoes was gonna fuck
you,
because
then he gotta defend their honor, and then they
why?
Might not.
Why? They gonna give him some anyway. They gonna be like, I was gonna give you some pussy.
They might not. If no, you don't defend
they
their honor.
Be like, I was gonna give you some pussy, but you ain't defend me when Nunu said.
When Nunu said he think everybody knew him that night, dog. Shut up, dude.
Like, you ain't say nothing.
He was like, he must have knew who I was. That's your second time.
He trying to get the pussy after because he said we was some hoes. Like, no, bro, them hoes was finna give you something anyway. You was gonna fuck them hoes,
and they finna go charge. And they finna charge him with assault. They get him every time. He get charged all the time for assault.
How you know he was some hoes?
I think he just overdo it in the bedroom. Yeah.
Yeah.
They probably be like, oh, well, I didn't know we was doing all that.
I didn't know you was punching me in the shit, man. In my shit like that.
Well, like, I didn't know you was choking me till I passed out.
I didn't know you was fisting me in the ass. Like, damn, Trigger.
Yeah, like, I think that's what he be doing.
Just extra freaky.
Yeah. Because they be like, I did go up there, but y'all remember we had this conversation before. Y'all was like, well, you don't be going, you said.
Yeah,
don't be going to nobody room or whatever. Like, what if I thought it was a party or something up there? No, I don't go to people's rooms either.
That nigga is freaky, man. What's, even Kiki Palmer said that nigga weird.
Yeah, she been said it.
She ain't going to be lying. Kiki
no,
Palmer,
Kiki ain't going to lie. Yeah, he over.
Had them neck braids. He had them little neck braids, too.
Yeah, when he was.
He had them just got
them. He had them again?
he got braids again.
Yeah, terrible.
I didn't know they were.
I was just about to say that. The clothes he took off was littler than the clothes he had on under the shit he took off.
Why was he walking through?
He took shit off. I'm talking about on the stage. But he took shit off, and his clothes was bigger under that than what. I was like, this nigga clothes getting bigger.
What was his initial outfit? I didn't see a lot of stories posted.
He had on like some pants with a button up shirt, a big ass button up shirt. It was like some,
I don't
know. And then he took the button up shirt off, had a big ass.
I did see people do the meet and greet.
V-neck t-shirt.
No, that nigga was...
I was like, this nigga is a bum.
So how much was the meet and greet? I seen a lot of people had the meet and greet.
They could have stayed. They could have been over there by me and met him.
Let me see that.
Oh, I just saw pictures. I was just wondering how much it was. Because I know the suite wasn't that much this time. All you could drink and eat, $250.
Shout out to my nigga Jeff, man. He bought a bottle.
He was first, wasn't he?
Jaheim. You heard Jaheim?
I heard the end of Jaheim.
Put that woman first.
Hey, that nigga said, looking like Pred that dirt. Do you hear me?
Listen, Stevie. K. Michelle was first. Damn. Then Jaheim.
SWV wasn't there?
No. You get on my nerves.
I don't remember because we had left Rashad Gang. Shout out to Rashad. He was going crazy. We had left. We left with Hayes Magnum.
Yeah, I was
mad in
the bitch. Because both of you.
That's bogus, though.
I didn't leave him.
I said that's something they'll do,
both
though.
You niggas left me. It's all good, though.
No, I didn't.
Did you call him? Right? When we all together. And yes. I told you I'm going to get my ticket. And you niggas left and didn't say anything.
No.
That's leaving me.
No.
Yeah, that is. He always don't want to be the blame. You are the blame, too.
I told them niggas. I said, hold on. I said, what about Hayes? Hayes is coming. And then.
Why you just didn't call him?
It wasn't nothing we could do.
I know.
There was no room anyways in Jeff's car.
All you had to do was tell me y'all leaving. I don't give a fuck about that part. Just tell me y'all leaving.
That's what I'm saying.
I went back in Troop looking for you niggas.
Yeah, you called me. I was like, we in the car.
I called Bird twice, though.
Oh, I didn't know nothing about that. I answered.
You did. You answered.
Because I know I wasn't in the wrong.
Yeah.
You still left.
No, I just followed Bird. The only reason why I followed Bird because Bird wouldn't give me my ticket, bro. So I had to stay with how I was getting in.
At the end of the day.
Because I would have stayed with you.
You should have just texted me or called me. That's it. I'm cool. We can move on. We ain't got to talk about that. Because I'm going to get mad again.
And you just said, hey, ooh, mad. You brought it up. No.
Man, that shit, I don't do that. I don't do that kind of shit.
I don't do that shit either.
You did it though.
I just wrote. What am I supposed to do? Lead the nigga who got my ticket. I gotta get in.
You're missing my point.
You didn't call.
I went back. I thought you niggas were still over there. That's where I just went right to my car.
So you saying like call and say we finna run to the game?
We finna go. Yeah, he said I'll be right back. I'm going to buy my ticket at the.
He
Pfizer.
Did tell us that.
Just imagine somebody going to the Pfizer next door to True, right, and coming back, and y'all just hit it, and they'll know he'll know where y'all.
No, but he knew we was finna go though.
So why didn't you say we gone?
He knew we was finna go though.
Or wait on him.
That's
shit.
A square ass
he
right nigga.
Bro, I did.
And I
tell
told
him
that.
Keep it a butt a bean. I told him, bro. Wait on Hayes. I said, hold on, Hayes is coming.
I know Bird gonna say you lying. Watch.
No, I swear to God on my life, I said Hayes is coming. But it was like, it wasn't no room in the car because Jeff had his other guy in there too. We didn't know he was going to be in there because Hayes was going to come with us. And then I just got a car. If I had my ticket, I wouldn't even went to the game. I would have went on Hayes. We would just Uber to the game. But I had to follow the nigga who I'm getting in with.
At the end of the day, if I'm with y'all niggas and I'm about to leave y'all niggas, I'm going to let you niggas know that I'm leaving. That's all I'm saying.
You ain't tell us you was leaving the gang thing? I didn't know you was leaving after the concert. You ain't come. We
I
all
did. I stood right there with everybody. We y'all went over the Truth.
I just said I thought you were the Truth. I didn't know. You ain't tell us you was leaving.
I did.
I don't know, bro. I apologize, but it's all good. It wasn't me.
That's all good. I ain't even tripping.
It was you.
Shut your ass up.
Let's
Makara.
Move forward. It was you. I hate it. Take it. Initiative of what you did.
But yeah, I snapped on Bird ass. I called him.
You snapped on me too.
Because like that's bogus though. I wouldn't do you niggas like that. But it's cool though. I know how.
Don't do that, bro. I ain't that type of nigga. Mm-hmm. I know I'm not that type of nigga.
Well, you were that night. So what? What? If you eat ass once, you eat ass.
No, but I was off of shroom. No, but I swear to God, I got in the car. I do not know that we ain't waiting on you. I'm just following them. And then when we got in the car, they got to pull out. I said, what? I said, hold on. Hayes went to get his ticket. And then they was like, well, it ain't nowhere for him to go. Then I was like, well, just call him and tell him we going. And then you was calling Bird. He didn't answer, I guess. Then you called me and I answered. And I told you what was going on, bro. But I swear to God, I told him, like, Hayes going to get a ticket. I said, hold on, what about Hayes? And they was, like, saying it was, like, wasn't no room for him to
all
go.
All y'all niggas funny acting, if you ask me. So
I ain't never funny acting because yeah, y'all I think the same thing. First and foremost,
y'all funny
I'll say
acting.
What I'm going to say off the air. But I know I'm y'all never funny acting. Because when we was at the other spot, including nigga, Hayes, I left, what's the name them, to go with him when we went to Truth.
Move forward. Funny acting. Events.
I feel like TD just funny mad because of what's going on.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's too much going on. It's,
I know it.
But I'm mad. My buildup is from weeks, too. So, plus this on top of it. It's the fucking, what they call it on top? Cherry. The cherry on top.
Okay, what they call
funny
it?
Funny acting. I was going to say the cookie on top. Fucking cookie on top.
That's the events. Cookie that broke this camel's back.
Ooh, I can't stand it. Okay, events coming up. Well, it'll be a time by the time y'all hear this. Tickets been selling. I'm excited. I just want to make sure my sound right for the Women's Live Pod. I got to make sure all the stuff is working. But
I'm going to try to come. But Vinny got tournament games. I don't know how long going to last. I'm going to try to get there.
He still playing?
Girl, yes. This is WYB tournament.
Oh.
So yeah. I'm going to try to come. I might be late.
It's 6 to 9. We probably just drink and mingle and stuff in the beginning. And then I'll start the pod probably.
Well, I can't wait to heckle.
So, what you mean? You finna be screaming shit?
Tony Neal, you a bitch!
Make sure you don't come then.
Oh. Why, girl, shut up. I'm finna try to come in and sit down. Mm-mm. I'm like, special guest. Can I be on it?
No. What if I we dress having like our own.
Shut up.
Stop saying what if you dress like Shanaynay. You want to dress like a girl so bad. No. That's the second time saying that.
I did not. This is my first time saying
you
that.
You said that we were sitting over there, too. One day I announced it.
I don't remember. Okay. That wasn't me. That was probably moot.
But yeah, the Women's Live Pod. I'm going to do, well, y'all ain't going to hear this till Monday, so it don't matter. I want to do, like, some ticket giveaways.
We're doing the Men Live Pod, too.
Yep. It's going to be in April. I'm just going to be on there, too.
No, you ain't, bro.
Yes, I am.
Come on our show.
I just...
Because.
Because what? Can I be your moderator then?
It's the TZ Talks Live Podcast. That's the next one we doing.
No, I'm talking about we want...
Y'all want to do y'all own?
Yeah.
We're going to be still TZ Talk, but...
No, y'all going to be Hayes, Nunu, Mook, and whatever other dudes y'all get.
What you doing right now? It says TZ Talks, and you...
Who am I?
Who is them?
Of TZ Talks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we the talks of TZ Talks.
Yeah.
Yeah. It don't work like that?
No.
Why not?
That's crazy.
What do you mean, why not?
That don't even make sense.
How many lives y'all want to have?
I mean, you want to... Why are you worried about
it? I want to have two.
We want to have three.
No, I'm talking about, like, as far as TZ Talks.
I want to... Yeah, we want to have three.
I want to have this one and then one in April.
And we want to have one
for,
in May.
For us.
For,
the, in April.
For us, for me and Mom.
Go ahead.
As TZ Talks.
No.
What?
Who we got to be?
Hey.
We got to be like
Nunu, Mook,
Pippen, Pippen, Horace Grant, and Luke Longley. That's who. The,
what?
Right. What do they call it? They said the
Notebook.
Oh, my God.
Huh? Where y'all going to have y'all live at?
We got places. Here?
Where y'all got?
Wherever. Where you having yours at?
Rise and Grind.
Rise and grind, yeah. Motherfucker. Rise and grind.
I know.
Yeah, we're going to have it there, too.
Go ahead. Plan it. Get it all together, buddy.
Why do you think we can't plan something, bro?
Because y'all don't help me.
You don't be wanting no help. You don't ask for help. You don't want no help.
What? Are you serious?
Planning stuff?
Are you serious?
What you need us to do?
Let's move on. Okay, what else we got coming
y'all
up?
Y'all want us to argue or no? Say
we
yes
got
or no.
Care. I ain't about to because I'm not about to play with y'all because
I
get serious.
I
want
to know how she is.
Because y'all be lying.
At Bird.
At Bird? I'm done with Bird. Look, this is how easy I can be done. I am done with Bird. Oh, wait with him.
She's so pissed at Bird,
y'all.
Ooh, child.
I think my friends forget who they friends are. Like, who was your friend before you met.
I be one of
the significant other.
I get what you're saying, and I feel you 100%. Because I be trying to tell my cousin, I'm like, at the end of the day, nigga, I'm your cousin. Act the part, my nigga.
That's different.
No, no.
That's married into a family.
Girl.
This is totally different.
You married, Bam married into a friendship.
And no, he's not. That's not how it would work. B-Hop, B-Hop them can't call me and say, hey, let's hit up this, this, and that. Or none of his, the girls, that they don't never call me and say, let's
That's
kick
them,
it.
That's them, bro. But
so,
Bird,
no.
You.
That ain't how it goes.
But your friends is more cool than his, I guess, then, maybe.
Whatever.
Cause when y'all was out of town, I hit Bam. But I didn't know Bam was out of town though. But I hit him like, "Where you at? Let's, you know."
You told me you was gonna do that though.
Yeah, but I didn't know he was out of town. Yeah. I hit him and Von. Von didn't even respond to me.
Von said he ain't get it. I told him that she said that.
Von got it like above. I said, "Bro, get your broke back
said
ass up.
Didn't
and
see
let's
nothing.
Get out of
he
here."
He was at home sleep, passed out.
He might didn't get it because he was at home sleep, passed out, but. I said,
well, why y'all didn't text him the next day?
Yes. Hello, defend your friend.
Yeah, because you was serious. Like, I hit them up and them niggas ain't even hit me back. I don't want to hear nothing.
Yeah.
The next time about, like, why you.
Yeah. They didn't hit me back the next day and say, Bam
yeah,
ain't say.
I be serious.
Bam,
I feel like, hey, shit.
Bam didn't
I don't
say.
I play around with that type of shit.
Bam didn't like, say, I'm out of town.
Because I know how far I fuck with people. So I'd be like, dang, you know, yeah, like, how like, do you do stuff like that
straight
to people?
Straight up.
No, I get it, man. That's why I do feel I understand. That's why I'm over here copping plea, but I actually tell you the exact truth of what I said, and I get why you mad. I would be upset too. Like I would been calling y'all some whole ass niggas
for real.
No bullshit. Like, bro, how the fuck y'all gonna leave me, bro? You know I was coming.
Yeah, I already know your ass.
No, I'd have been pissed because.
Yeah, I felt bad because I snapped on Burr. I called him a bitch ass nigga. All
damn,
shit.
You did all that.
I did. I was salty. I went all the way home, nigga. I went all the way home.
Yeah,
I was going to go get Kobe. I swear to God, I was
you
all
went
that.
Home?
I went to my mama's house. But I had already bought the ticket. So yeah. I fucking said, I was trying to put that motherfucker on StubHub, all that shit. Shit wouldn't work. So I said, I ain't finna waste $90. So yeah. I done went back. And I was just, I'm going to just holler at
then
the
we
get sit,
but we sent you right away, though, when you got in that motherfucker.
Yeah. I know. But, like, that's just my thing, bro. Like, I would never do my niggas like that. Like niggas that I consider my niggas. I don't give a fuck if it wasn't no room in there. Let me know y'all leaving. It ain't no room in here, bro. So Bird got your ticket. And
he did have your ticket though.
Yeah, I know he did. So why the fuck you wouldn't answer the phone when I was calling?
Yeah, I get that part.
You know what I'm saying? And then the nigga gonna text me. They didn't even call me back. Text me, what's your email address? I said, nigga, fuck you. Yeah. I text him, said, fuck you.
He need to just
But
then when I saw him at the thing, he like my bad, bro. Like no, ain't no my bad, my nigga. Like this and the shit ain't funny. I don't play like that because
he said I don't play like that.
Like no, I don't play like oh some leaving a nigga shit. Like no, nah, that's weak. I don't do that.
I get it.
I ain't never do that to nobody. Like that's weird. That's weird as fuck.
Right, make it seem like you don't want me there.
Right, like I'm a tag along or some shit, nigga. If I am, just let me know. And I won't kick it with you niggas.
Why
no
you
more.
Looking at me, Nunu?
You looking at me, bro, because I get it, bro. I would feel the same way. That's why I was saying, like, that's why when I was talking to you, like, no, bro, wasn't like that, woo-woo. And then you like, no, fuck you. And then he hung up on me, too. But I didn't take offense to because I'd have been mad, too. And then when I seen them, I'm like, bro, I cop me again.
I just say y'all niggas weird.
No, you did. You said.
No,
I said, bro. I said, but we finna send an Uber for you right now. You like, no, fuck you. And you like, no, you said, no, fuck y'all. And then you hung up. Swear to God.
Yeah, I said, y'all
niggas
weird, bro.
You didn't say that. He said, y'all niggas weird. I was like, no. But I answered my fucking phone, though.
You did answer your phone. But my thing is, I shouldn't have had to call y'all.
Why wouldn't you answer?
I shouldn't have had to call y'all.
Y'all ready to move on?
Nope.
Y'all resolved it. Y'all resolved resolved. Y'all resolved it that day. You snapped and then.
Yeah, just leave it alone, bro. Like I left alone when you bought a car for somebody else. That's how I felt.
You didn't
that's
leave it alone.
That's how I know it. That's
it
how
went
I,
on and on.
Huh?
I said, you didn't really leave it alone. That went on for episodes. Y'all argued about that for episodes. I guess when Mook come back, we going to revisit this. Like, them niggas left. Hey.
Then Mook sent me a ticket that didn't work.
He sent me the, no, the killer part is me and Hayes had the same ticket with the same time stamp on the motherfucker.
Just imagine if you ain't have one.
Hayes was like, right. Did he say 905 on him? Like,
yeah, the motherfucker said 905 on it. But it was to try to get into
it.
The
already got scanned?
Yeah. It was scanned again.
We both tried to scan that motherfucker. I scanned it first, but Hayes was like, he had scanned it. I went around him when he scanned it, but I had just scanned mine. I was like, hell no, that shit didn't work.
And then, like, I had all screenshots. You know, you're able to use screenshots. Yeah. So the lady was like, no, that didn't work in here. Let me see your ticket, see where you was at, where you supposed to be at. So I had to close that one and hold me up and open the other screenshot. And I showed her. She was like, oh, no, you're a sweet 26. You around the corner, baby. Because I was trying to go into all you can eat, all you can drink.
Drink
you
sweet.
We ended up getting all
they
you can
eat.
They
was in that the one we was in for Future?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I figured that was it. What is it called?
We should have pulled the move like last time. Like Mook should have pulled the move.
The wristband.
Right? No, but he ain't slick.
He ain't want to do it.
I pulled the move for you last time.
Yeah, you did.
He ain't
slick enough to do it like me because I fake put the motherfucker on. And then I took it off. And then I was like, I never got my ticket. And I showed her my shit. And I had a real ticket. So she had to give me another bracelet. And I already had one. I gave it to Hayes. I never put it all the way on.
What y'all watching?
I ain't watching shit because I can't watch TV at the crib.
Damn. I can't stay.
I ain't watching shit, motherfucker. I'm watching motherfucking blank. I ain't watching
just
nothing.
Just the
I'm
TV going off in peace. Read a book. Read a book.
Motherfucker. Can't read a book. I ain't reading shit. I don't want to do nothing but go home and go to bed. Eat. Talk to people and go to bed. I don't even want to do shit. I leave my phone at work.
Eat and talk shit. To people.
I don't want
to
do nothing, bro. I can't do shit.
Whatever. All right.
No, I don't watch shit.
Yeah. I'm watching.
Love is Blind. Everybody been talking about Love is Blind.
Yeah. It's cracking, dude.
Adam and Eve.
No. No.
Who was Aiden or something?
What,
was
what kind of show?
AD.
Is
AD.
AD. The girl, AD, yeah.
Why do they like that them two people so much? Because they fall in love too quick?
Well, no. Everybody fall in love too quick on this show. Love is Blind. They talk behind the wall.
But why everybody like AD?
And they propose
situation?
And then meet each other after that.
And why? It's real.
Supposedly. They give them like a chance so to try much? To make it. Oh, she cool. She's a black girl.
Oh, okay.
She's the one black girl that we actually...
Did she find a black dude, though?
Yeah. He looked like Bill Bellamy. And that's the dude she found.
I'm saying, but has she seen him yet?
Yeah, so we in the end now. They finna get married. Or at the altar,
so
you got to say
other?
Yes or no. Yeah.
He knew he had a black
But
kid.
He was like, yeah, I think sometimes they do discuss what, like, you know, are you black or whatever. Yeah. So it's safe to say you're black.
Voice too, probably.
Some of them.
I'll be like, what
AD?
Nationality are you?
Yeah, that's what they be doing. Some of them do.
Is
but he
pretty?
Wanted to know what she looked like. He said, I'm sorry. I know this is supposed to be about not looks. He was like, but I kind of want to know, like, this is the type of woman I like and this type of thing I want to know. And it kind of turned her off because she was like, we on this show for Love is Blind, so we don't have to worry about features.
See, that's
But they
like
both are nice looking people.
Yeah, but I don't want them to think like that because I'm like, cause why are you concerned about
she
how you look? You fat?
She didn't say that on the, and she's not very fit.
Yeah.
Very fit.
Yeah, but still.
With a nice butt and
I
everything.
Saw
her,
like,
even the white dudes complimented on her. But she was saying, she didn't say that to him. She said that to us. Like,
but she still was liking him. They was cool.
They
the only two black people
to,
on there?
No. The other black dude, he had chose this little white girl. And they lived together for like a day. Like right after the honeymoon. Because they go on the honeymoon right after the proposal.
And he dumped that bitch.
They don't got their phones. He got his phone back right after the honeymoon when they got back to their places. It was a wrap, pretty
wow.
much. He said he a principal and he needed to be on his phone, but he was like on his phone like all the time, like while she was talking to him the whole time. Like he'd just be on his phone. Then he put it down. But then she told him, like, I think you acting a little different now, like since we got back. And he just came out like, this ain't gonna work.
He didn't like her.
He
bro.
Just, yeah, I guess not. But he loved her. They were so in love. You would thought they were the couple that's going to make it on the honeymoon area, like the stages. He was a totally different dude. That boy catfished her. He got in that house like, and then he called his dude, his guy like, I'm about to come through. and hit it. And we ain't seen them on the show no more. True nigga.
So AD and them, but crying. They making it? They like each
they,
other?
So far, they are making it. He's young, her dude, but he's like kind of successful.
They be fucking them?
Yeah. A lot of them be like having this? Sex right now, except for one. This is season like
but
six.
How you get married and
didn't
have sex?
Huh?
How they get married and didn't have sex?
It's one person that they're waiting till after their marriage. But
they already got married, though. That's what
no, their proposal. That's a proposal. Oh. After you propose to them, then you get to see them. You got to propose to them first. And now we on the stages where they get to, they're trying on their wedding dresses. And I guess tomorrow is the season finale where they go to the altar. I hate this part, though, because they drag it on too much. And they say yes or no, because you can still say no. Like, I don't want to do this
shit. So you think AD going to say yeah?
No.
I remember that.
Why? She don't like you?
It's just too many things. Like it's what? Too many, like, little things, like, that I can see that she's... It don't seem like she's willing to compromise it.
Like what?
Him working. And him come home. So where he work at, I guess it'd be easier for him to stay where he at. And... Because I think they rent out, like, some type of jet skis or something. He has a business. And I guess... And his mom was like, well, because they meet the parents and everything. And she was like, that come with, you know, y'all got to compromise. Like, because she was just like, it's just certain things. Like, even when he get home, he's not all that time that we're apart. Some of that time when he get home should be dedicated to her, pretty much.
How do they even live so in the same city, though?
They the crowd favorite right now?
I don't know. I think they put them in a house together. They be saying.
No, I'm saying, but, like, how you going to his business? Where his business at?
It's far, I think. Wherever it is, it's like. He would, I guess it takes a long time, or the people that rent the stuff got to be there early in the morning and don't make sense for him to come
but
home.
But it's in that city.
I don't know. I don't know for sure where. Like, but, what she but do you for can a tell living? It's far. I don't know. I think she worked from home, so that'll do it.
Bitch, if you don't come work from my job and work if you.
But I don't know if they're going to make it, them two. But the,
that's the crowd favorite, though. That's where everybody wants to make it.
I don't know if people want them to make. I guess so. Yeah, out of all.
So he was in there like.
Because the other couple, the girl is a whiner. She gets drunk and she crying and she whining because he went out with his friends for an hour and a half, and he was like, I can't. He finally spoke up like, I cannot sit in your face all day, and she be like, you didn't even kiss me today. You're not telling me. Nah, this a white girl. She her name Chelsea. She is horrible. Like. I can't wait till she on the reunion so she can see herself on this damn show.
I remember it was on the season I had watched. It was a girl like that.
Just needy and whiny.
Yeah, she was a drunk. She was an alcoholic.
And that's what she gets. I think she can't handle her liquor, and her emotions be like, oh, see, like she. It's like she, and then they get to meet the people they could have had.
Yeah.
So that's what messed them all up. This one dude left his girl that he picked and proposed to. Stayed out all night with the other girl, turned his location on, pretended like he was somewhere else and must have forgot he was drunk and forgot he left his location on and went to the girl house.
Who she have?
5 o'clock in the morning.
Who she pick?
Knocked her.
This was his fiance. He did this too.
I know, but what girl he went to?
He said he didn't. She say when she came to meet everybody, she said that they didn't do that, but nobody was.
Is that was she on the show? The other girl was on the show.
Yeah,
too?
So they dating in the pods. That's what they.
I
call
know,
them.
But like, did she even? So she picked him, but he didn't pick her.
He had two picks. It was between the two ladies.
Yeah.
And he picked the one he was engaged to, and the other ladies reached out to him on Instagram after all of this happened and said,
"The dude picked. They didn't have a pick."
No, the dudes kind of get the pick because they be proposing. The girls get the pick. They be knowing who they like, but the dude got to propose to you. Usually, I never seen a girl propose to him in the pod, but yeah, so he stayed out to 5 o'clock in the morning, forgot he had his location on, and then the girl knew when he got home, she just let him explain himself, and she was like, that's not where you was at. I saw that you was out on this end of town, and that's where old girl lived. You're a fucking liar. Like,
you think some of this scripted?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All that shit.
Somebody
scripted.
Said he already was married. The white dude that dropped his girl like this. They got into his. I already packed your stuff up. It was bogus. But I think some of it is scripted. Not an ultimatum. That's their other show. It might not be too scripted. That's crazy, though. I don't think I would do that show. It was breaking up happy homes, for real.
Yeah,
people were together, for real. And then you get to see if that's really who you want to be with.
That's what I think I saw. Yeah.
You probably watch that. And then they choosing the other people. And they like, I want to see what it's like to be with her or him. That's wild.
That's wild.
And they won't bring another season back yet. I was like, that's because it's breaking up.
That's what I saw. That's exactly
happy homes. I like, what's the name show?
With the black lady, the 90 Day Fiancé.
That ain't came on in a while.
Yeah, but I liked her show.
I like Ready to Love.
Are you ready? I am ready to love.
That's definitely not how the song goes. But
it's Ready for Love, right? Or Ready
the
to
song love. Is ready. I mean, the movie is ready. The show is Ready to Love.
No, I'm talking about in the IRE.
Are you ready for love? For love.
For love.
I watched the Baddies thing. It was too ghetto for me, y'all.
Baddies East?
No, this is the Baddies versus Natalie Nunn now. I mean, that's Baddies. Baddies versus Jocelyn.
What team. Is this?
Girl, Nick Cannon did a Wildin' Out with them. It was so ghetto. On Zeus, though. So it was the hood version of Wildin' Out. They just started breaking out, fighting. It was a little too ghetto for me. And I like ratchet stuff, but that was too much. I'm watching Will Trent on Hulu. That's good. If you want to start a show, Nunu.
Will Trent?
Will Trent. It's on Hulu. It's two seasons on there.
What's it about? I can't even watch TV. But first of all, don't give me shit within two seasons. Give me something with a episode. That's it.
TV talks.
TV.
TV talks. TV. That's all she do. Watch TV.
And I ain't been watching TV like that lately.
What the fuck you shit. Call it then?
I ain't watching shit.
I don't know, like
if
I used to.
The motherfucker don't come on the box.
BMF?
I watch BMF.
What?
That shit was foul.
It was so foul.
Woo, child.
BMF, they just putting too much in the script.
Like, just get to the real shit, bro.
That nigga said, cover me. This, and that. I'm like, dog, why y'all making seem mean to out, this officer? Like, like this.
He about to get out in 2026.
Five. 25. Next year,
yep.
Okay.
Me still can't act either.
Nope. He just be, it look like he be reading.
Yep.
It sound like he be reading. It just, I don't know. And it's just a lot going on, and they always try to make it seem like they didn't do the shooting or the.
Yeah, that's what it is. See, that's what I don't like, bro. Just act like y'all just
can't be
it.
Real. And just say, they already give us a disclaimer in the beginning, too. Yeah. Like, but yeah, they was like, you shouldn't be touching nothing. You should let your people do it when they said that to.
I feel like he really the one that did it.
I don't know. Yeah, it wasn't that good. BMF ain't never good to me. Like
I'm ready
that
for
anyway.
Tyreek to come on. Tyreek should
come. Yeah, now that's good.
That shit good.
That's good. And the other one, and Raising Kanan. Pretty good.
You talking about my mother?
My mother? My mother? Dang, I'm going to miss that. We got a whole year before we see that again. Music. Cardi B got a song out, and she is
talking about that coach.
She said something about coach, like being a cheap bag or whatever. And I guess you know Meg Thee Stallion. I think she got a little coach line or something like that. So they saying she dissing
Meg on accident.
On an accident. And then she tried to blame Killa. So that was this the funniest part.
Killa said, don't blame me.
He had a song back in the day, I guess she said. And he talked about it. Girls wearing coach or whatever. Yeah. And she played the song. He did say it. Killa was like, man, I follow you and I respected your music because you stand on what you say. And what you mean? You ain't on that rich people shit. He was like, you rich. He was like, I fuck with you, Cardi B, but... stand on what you're saying. Like, don't use me to cop plea. He said to cop plea and everything. Like, don't use me because she tried to say Cam made coach, like, in New York, foul. Like, and then she taped herself today, recorded herself going to buy a coach bag. It was just ghetto and stupid. It was unnecessary. I feel like if you was dissing Meg, then you diss Meg. Shit. Yeah. If not, then... whatever.
I'm so sick of Meg. I'm sick of
you. Look, see Kelsey speaking of Meg
and then say shit. Like, girl, you going in there right with the bitch.
Who shot who?
Like, you, the bitch, Lil Rye. Y'all ain't saying shit.
The only thing she doing is trying to make Meg look bad because Meg was sleeping with Tory behind her back. And she said she didn't know until that night. So you know that shit went down. She said she found out the night that it all went down that Meg was sleeping with Trey. I mean, Tory behind her back.
Oh, wow.
So, wow. And they best friends. So, I don't know. I wonder, like, were they trying to, like, hide it? Because they could have just brought it to her, probably, and asked if he wanted a threesome or something.
They would have did it.
I think so, too. If it was discussed, I think they would have did it for sure. But since it was behind the back and liquor was involved, best friends, yeah, I could see that
she
going left.
She told me something like she wasn't even mad about that shit.
That part, yeah.
Like, girl, shut up, bro. Get to the bottom. Did you shoot him?
Who shot who?
Who shot John? I forgot to kill him.
Who shot who in a pinky toe?
Right, motherfucker.
Yeah, I don't know. That don't even make sense. I don't think it's not any music out, though. Besides... You don't like Kanye either? Did you listen to it?
I didn't get through it. I probably got through like 4 songs. That shit was.
It grew on me.
They finally took my shit off. I'm so happy.
No, it is on there for everybody now.
Let me see.
Vultures is available.
Mine is off.
Is that the one you downloaded?
Yeah, grayed out.
It's grayed out.
You downloaded it?
Then
just
I got
search
some
it.
Other shit for shit I didn't even download. It's on there from Kanye.
If you search it, it'll come up then.
Yeah, I don't want to search.
I don't be downloading albums unless it's all good. It has to be a fully good album.
You seen what's the name leak? That Future song? Future and
Metro. Yeah. When is it coming out?
I don't know.
Them niggas gonna wait till the summer. Yeah. That's gonna be a good album.
That'd be nice.
I think it's gonna be good.
Wait till the summer. We have some summer music.
But they've been gassing us up since December about this. Like, that's a long time to wait. What that song got to do with it?
I don't know. That's Metro. Metro did
slide.
That.
Oh, he did. Metro.
That whole album.
But yeah, I think that's going to be the album of the year.
To us, for sure, because we can't wait. Thirsty.
Yeah. Especially if he throw, like, especially a Drake or something on there.
I had a question, too.
Go ahead.
Will he ever top March Madness?
No, not to us.
Nah.
It means too much to us.
It came on my playlist the other day. I'm like, this song is so good.
So good.
It's like the whole world know, though.
Nothing wrong with that song at all.
The whole world knows, too. Like, everybody knows that March Madness is like a good. Even if you don't fuck with Future.
And they come back like.
You ever seen him make the beat? That shit was nuts. When they go behind the scenes of him making a beat, it was just crazy. I was like, this is...
Metro really cold at that shit, though.
Yeah.
You see that beat he had made on the spot for Gilly? Mm-mm. Gilly rapped on it?
Gilly the Kid? I won't even waste my talent.
No,
Gilly
snapped too, nigga.
Fuck Gilly.
He did a on-the-spot beat. Probably, I don't know how long it took him, but it probably, you know, not too long. Because they were still, you know, Gilly was sitting there watching him make the beat.
Mm-hmm.
The beat was cold in the bitch, and then Gilly jumped on it.
I wonder who made up that hook. That's what I did. Future just make it all up, or did he get help?
God made that.
Yeah. Sprinkler, rather dazzle.
Clear to me.
Man, that's a perfect song. No lie.
Yeah, it's a great song. So no, it's gonna always just be a classic.
It means too much to us, so it ain't gonna ever be like.
Yeah, it's gonna always be a classic. So he can move on and make other songs, but that ain't gonna never be better than March Madness. None of them. Because I used to like the other song really a lot, like Stick Talk and stuff. Yeah. Them used to be my songs. Still is, but nothing tops March Madness. It's always a celebration. And when March came, everybody was tagging me in the... Future performing March Madness, and everybody be jumping up and down when he performing. Remember Meek Mill?
Remember you was happy at the concert?
Whoa. That was one of my favorite concerts.
We was rapping a cappella.
Fuck a cougar, lash and Holly Berry. Happy. We had the lady. She was geek. Still. Was it open on the in that middle part? It was slob coming out. I'm disgusted that I seen that. Dirty soda in the styrofoam. Okay, so my question was, I had saw this girl say this on TikTok. I think Koo sent it to me. And it says, if somebody has never heard, let's pretend, guys, that you never heard Drake before. Not you, but somebody you with never heard a Drake song.
What song would I play?
Yeah. What's the song that you gonna play?
For them.
For them.
Depends on the mood. Drake is a mood type of guy. That's why I fuck with him because.
But what's
you,
the song?
He got songs that go with how you feeling at that moment. So it depends on what type of mood we in. It's like, I'm gonna tell you one of my favorite songs from
Drake.
Because of what was going on.
They loving the crew.
It made me, that was second, but well, take a shot for me.
Yeah.
It was like, what was going on at that time? It was just like.
Take your nose off my keyboard.
That shit was just like, oh,
that ain't
shit.
Even that. That's the one
that
I'm
made me
about.
Like, you know, it was like, what was that? The way you walk, that's me.
The way you talk,
I'm like, me. The way you got, cause it just.
But if you played that for somebody, they'd be like, this shit cold.
Yeah, oh, for sure, for sure.
Yeah.
But I would play something. It depends on what type of conversation we have. I'm like, let me play this Drake.
Okay, let's say y'all driving in the car and that person like, I ain't never heard Drake.
Yeah, but it depends on what type of person.
I'm going to play.
I'm playing.
I'm sick of his, it depends.
Wu-Tang.
What you going to play?
Wu-Tang cold.
Wu-Tang,
that's
yeah,
my shit.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Y'all respond? Yeah, that's my shit right there.
Dang, what's my favorite?
I just love when I'm with you. Yeah, the shit is on
10. That's one of my favorites. That's what made me like nothing was the same.
It's yours.
Nobody else is.
What would I play?
You know what else he snapped on?
I know. I'm playing Crew Love for sure.
Y'all know what else he snapped on? Got responsibilities and niggas that are needed. Off the way to get this dough and up. Man, when that
yeah, the mix.
Oh, my God. What was that? That was on
If
Views.
You're reading this, it's too late.
No, that was on Views. Yeah, that was on Views. That was.
Snap on that, too. You know what else
cold? I told Moolah, he finna snap on this little part.
You know what's cold, bro? Underrated, though. It's very underrated. It's practice.
What?
Girl, you working with some magic.
I was just singing.
He was just singing that shit.
Look, hold on. Let me see that.
You working with some magic. No, that song is cold.
Look what song I said at the bottom.
Girl, you look good. Watch your back. That's
so underrated. That is one of my favorite songs.
And Madonna. Off of, if you're reading this.
What? Madonna cold.
It's Madonna. I say it again. Hey,
that's
my shit.
My shit. My favorite shit off that album.
That's a good one.
Well, he didn't say freestyle Madonna.
Did he?
Yeah, that's what Quentin Miller said. He's like, man, y'all be saying that.
I was just listening to Infrared.
I was writing for Drake and all that, but like, I watched Drake freestyle Madonna. He said, I was in the studio when he freestyled Madonna.
I was just listening to Pusha T. Infrared came on my mix. Yeah. I was listening to one of my old mixes. That nigga said, it was written like Nas, but it came from Quentin. I hate when he say that. He squashed his shit. What? He snapped on Drake shit when he said that.
That nigga is
y'all crazy. He snapped.
What's your T is?
Oh, that was on Keep the Family Close. That was at the beginning. That was the first song.
What?
We got responsibility.
Madonna? Oh, yeah. It's like number 2 or 3. On Views, you said?
Is you with? Nah. Yeah, it's on.
Is
it's
you
on,
with
it's
me?
On, it's the first one.
Uh-uh.
It's the first
Nobody
song.
Else
no, Keep the Family Close is the intro.
Yeah.
It's the next one.
No, Upside Down, it's a 9 now. That's not that song.
What you talking about?
Is it?
What you talking about? You on Views, correct?
Yes.
Okay, let me go to Views album because I'm confused.
Oh, that's
It's You With Me. I got responsibility. He snapped.
Is You With Me or what?
It changes right there.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I told Mook, like, listen to that one part. He
yeah,
be snapping.
It is.
And it changed.
And
it go
play.
Up. And the beat changed, and he just snapped like, I got responsibilities. A lot of niggas cut the checks so they can take this.
I ain't gonna lie, y'all.
A lot of niggas.
I love that album.
Views. Oh, yeah.
Views.
Oh, and when it first came out, my memories came up. Niggas was hating.
I had that motherfucker in the trash. I ain't gonna lie.
Yep. Y'all was hating. I was like, I don't know what y'all listening to. Once again,
Faithful might be my favorite song on that album. That might be my favorite song. Grammys, Child's Play, man,
fire the whole the album. Run it through. Dedicate. Run it through. Dedicate.
That shit was cold.
Oh,
Only thing he could have kept off that was Hotline Bling.
No, because it was
a. I hate that song. Oh, my God.
Ooh, in concert, he was going in on that with that song. He had the little bulb things come down out the ceiling.
I need one dance.
That still get off, especially if you out of town. I like Views, too. But mine's is Nothing Was the Same, for sure. You like Take Care.
Mine is Nothing Was the Same, too.
Okay, my favorite is Nothing Was the Same. I love it.
Swangin'. Come on, man.
I'm saying, he's a great song.
20 on Pup, whatever. I ain't got enough to feel it. Niggas was broke.
I feel like Drake was rapping on... Take Care.
Take Care.
Yeah. I mean, he was singing too, though.
He was singing.
He was going hard. Like, that shit, that's...
That's that first album. He was rapping. Yes. The first one before Take Care. He don't like... Bam said that that's his least favorite album.
Which one?
That's the one I used to like, though.
Thank Me Later.
Thank Me
Later.
Thank Me, yeah, Thank Me Later. Or Thank Me Now. Thank Me Later.
Whatever the first one was, before the mixtape. Yeah. After the mixtape, I mean.
That album was good.
I remember we was in Questions.
Yeah.
Vogue came up to me like, "Did you listen to that Drake?" I'm like, "Dude,
the one with Nicki."
I thought that was so dope.
That shit was cold.
I was like, "This cold to me." And he gonna say something. It wasn't that good. Drake said it. I guess it was his least favorite. Not that it wasn't good.
This ain't for him.
This ain't yours, boy.
It's
for us.
This is for us. Yeah, that's Thank Me Later. When he looking up, like, that album. That was good. Fireworks with Alicia Keys. The intro, when we first heard that, I was
up all night was Nicki, right?
And then karaoke.
Up all night was with Nicki. What else?
Fancy.
What was later
that
in the album?
Girl is Fancy. Unforgettable, Light Up with Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Oh, he had all the people on this one.
Uh-huh.
Find Your Love. And Thank Me Now. You can thank me now. CC's in the loop.
That shit cold.
Hell yeah. That's what I said.
Oh, you fancy, huh? You fancy, huh?
It's a good one. Yeah, and then Over. It's Far From Over. Yeah. That shit used to be so cold.
I was just listening to that album, too.
I wasn't.
I think it's in my recent.
I think I might have to go bike. I always go back to Views, and if you're reading this, it's too late.
Like, when I'm on a road trip, I turn right on Take Care.
Or I'm gonna tell you what else I'm gonna play. Rich Baby Daddy.
That's what.
Rich Baby Daddy.
Gay for sure. I love that. I love that song.
I like the video. Why people so stupid though?
They were
so stupid. I'm like, y'all know it's a video. That's like her water broke during the video. That's crazy. I was like, dang, y'all stupid. I was just reading comments like, dang, the world's stupid as hell. You could just put anything out there and people just like.
Can I tell y'all what was a good album that was slept on? Y'all might not.
What?
Big Sean.
No, that was good.
That Detroit 2 album?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good album.
And he had another one that was good that was kind of slept on. I used to bump it. What's the one with Girl It's True?
Yeah, that album, that shit wasn't slept on.
It was slept on. People don't be listening. Detroit, regular Detroit.
No. It was Dark something.
Oh. Ooh, that's the one thing I don't know. I don't know no Big Sean albums.
That album was called From Beginning to End with Chris Brown. I mean, yeah. I like them other niggas. That album was called.
They ain't no games with you.
But this is a good album, too.
Oh, Dark Detroit Sky 2. Paradise.
Detroit 2.
Okay, let me check go to Detroit 2.
We got Nipsey on here, Deep Reverence. That was a cold song. Post Malone, I was raised by the Wolves.
Oh, Lord, he done got a deluxe version. Look, he done got a deluxe version.
It's actually straight.
I was raised by a Wolves. I didn't like that. He got Post Malone on there.
He got body language.
No, I ain't gonna like that.
Ty Dolla $ign.
Oh, I ain't gonna like that.
I said, I was raised by a Wolves. Oh, I ain't gonna like that one.
No, I said by a wolf, not one wolf.
No, I said by wolves. Yeah. And and Nunu said, oh, I ain't gonna like that one. ASAP.
I like it, bro. Listen to it.
I was raised by a wolf.
I was raised by a wolf. So, ooh, I ain't gonna like that one. But that's what
this
shizzle.
The one with Dave Chappelle on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, wolves got a star by my boy. It's
a Post Malone.
Body language.
It's gonna have a spot for itself because Post Malone got a good ass fan base.
That's what I was
about
to say.
Because of Post Malone.
That boy be putting on the show, don't he? On them drugs.
I like was White Irish.
Y'all see Chris Brown coming? Not here, but to Chicago.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of this. I see.
Martin Tuku said now. He was supposed to come here.
But the game.
But it's the first day of the finals.
So
he's saying it's a conspiracy. The Bucks going to make it to the finals.
Who said that?
Martin Tuku.
Block him.
What was that?
You heard that?
Oh, that was you.
Would you fart it?
No, that was this chair. When you moved, I heard
it. Out the door. Somebody was
me
at the
too.
Door.
I keep hearing it.
Oh, that's that bad. That's new bad.
Oh. And I got a headphone on.
Got your
so.
Heat on you, bro?
Huh?
Got your heat on you?
Come on, man. You already know.
It's in the car. Look, I said, it's in the car. Mook be having his shit with him, next to him
boy,
in his coat.
Used to do shit. I used to have my shit right with me. I'm like, uh-uh.
Yeah, especially after that one dude mm-hmm. that got killed. I remember y'all saying y'all having it on y'all. After that, Mook should be, yeah, he be having his big coat on. I'm like, why is it in there? We're going to truth.
Okay, how you say it?
Did a fight break out?
Owner
in
operator.
Owner and operator.
Owner operator. Excuse me. Excuse me,
y'all. Owner operator. Did what?
Did a fight break out at True?
No, I ain't seen no
fight. Every time I go, a fight break out. No.
I must know. We don't play that shit.
That Friday we was in there, a fight broke out. I was talking to Tino. I said, hey, look. They was fighting each other.
Tino
people
so
come
mad.
With each other.
I made him fight. Like everybody drink. He was mad at me. Why are you taking advantage of me? I'm like, bro, why are you talking cheap, bro?
Bro. You made him buy everybody a drink.
It was this nigga round too. I was like, give my round. Soon the niggas about to buy the round, Tino walked in.
Uh-oh.
And then he was like, hey, I got it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
But I was already gonna buy the round.
You was.
But Tino came in. Hey, look like, motherfucker, I ain't mad at me.
I just paid $70 for one round and shit.
I'm like, Tino came in. He was like, bro, why you got me buying drinks? He said, are you trying to take advantage of me? I said, listen, you're going to give me a drink, but I'm with people. I'm not going to drink, and I'm not going to get nobody I'm with. He said, well, give me a tip. I said, bro, I'm not tipping the owner.
Dog, Nunu is crazy.
I'm not tipping the owner, bro. Fuck you.
You are nuts.
Is that wrong?
Yeah.
I'm not tipping the owner. I said
it's wrong of you to make him ask him to buy the whole people that you with drinks.
I wouldn't do that, bro.
If it's $70 worth of y'all, how many people was it?
Mind you, that probably was $10 cost.
How many people was it, Hayes?
It was like 6-7.
Oh, that ain't too bad. Do that with us couples. With the couples and stuff.
But I'm like, I'm not going to buy, if I'm buying drinks for somebody already, you ask me what I want, I'm thinking like, well, this is what I'm ordering.
Oh, so like whatever you was ordering, yeah, you can take that then. That's what you're saying.
And then he's like, he got me four and he didn't want to give me two more. I'm like, because I gave him their shit. I'm just getting two more for me and Bird, because Bird wasn't even over there, but I seen him coming. So I gave Hayes and them their shit. You know, but I need two more. He's like, bro, you try to take advantage of me. I'm like, bro, give me two more, bro. I need one for myself and Bird. Bird birthday. We ain't want
they gonna
to.
Go back and sell
it. I got
them.
It though. I ain't gonna play with your ass, man. I was gonna buy it anyway, but you ain't, you know?
Yeah.
But he be at my job coming to get a kit. Listen, bro, the nigga don't be want all deals. But I'm giving you a deal, bro. So just give me a free drink, nigga.
Plus six.
Hello? 5 or 10. I want 10. Give me a bottle then. Don't have to deal with it.
I know y'all saw the new video with the girl trying to say that people was attacking her friend that went live about the pastor.
But she said she went on a date with him too.
Yeah, so she went on a date with him, but her video said absolutely nothing.
Absolutely.
She went live for no reason, just to say, just so people can, know who she is.
She
said nothing. She was like, I also thought that was weird. I'm like, why do you think any of this shit is weird?
Said he a gangster pastor because
he's joking with you.
She liked his car, and then she was like, I'm a gangster pastor.
And then she said he touched my calf.
I thought you shouldn't have said that because just the position he has. I thought that was weird. I thought that was kind of weird, too.
And then he touched my calf.
He touched my lower leg, and I thought that was weird. You're weird.
Yeah, because at this point, what is that to even tell?
And then
who goes around saying he touched my calf?
He said that we're both attractive people, so I don't know if we're going to be able to make it until we get
And can she be in a spotlight if they were actually in a...
I kind of felt like that.
That's normal. He's in the spotlight, ma'am.
I was pissed off.
He do have to interview you.
Absolutely. That's what
Dayton is.
Dayton's interview.
I was so mad at her because she made everything that would have been credible.
You know she turned all them comments off because they're gonna eat her.
Yeah. I was clicking on that shit. I said, you better turn them off.
They
probably in her inbox.
I went to the other pictures and videos to see if they had just got up.
They like, bitch. You know they will on Instagram.
They'll
be like, here we are.
At that time, they hadn't got her. So
okay, they probably.
But that was a very pointless video.
Yeah,
what's her name? Alexis.
Erica.
That was a bad video.
Yeah, Erica.
It didn't really.
Yeah, and you was trying to take it for your friend, and if your friend dated him, we don't understand the story. She said, I saw how y'all attacked my friend. Yes. Oh. She sure said it. And she said her name. And
she did say that.
People was like, well, we don't understand as if that's your friend, why y'all dating the same person anyway? And how long ago was this? Yeah. All of it. Like, it was just irrelevant. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, dog.
At the end of the day.
Just don't go on dates.
Ken is single.
Yes.
Ken going to. Date somebody serious. Well, if he's gonna like have a new spouse, he gotta date motherfuckers, right? Like, it ain't like he just gonna be like, all right, I'm gonna just choose you right there.
Yeah.
Let's go get married. No, he gotta still do that shit like any other person would. Like,
but it's stuff like that that makes stuff just not believable. Like, if anybody believed that girl, nobody believes her now.
By her comment though, it makes it like, oh, okay, they just bullshitting around. Like,
yeah, her saying what she said.
Take it. And if you can't, bye.
Hey, what you
want to drop? I hope you die. I hope you burn in hell.
All right. No.
You're going to say, God, take her off the
bitch,
list.
Go to hell. Damn.
Go to hell, ho.
But no, I like.
Yeah, ho. Go to hell, ho.
People just weird, man. They act like, can't be a human. Like,
she got a date. How the fuck you gonna find a wife?
I wonder.
Want the nigga to be dry as a bitch. You don't want to joke about shit?
A lot of people must never been around, like, younger pastors either.
Right. Yeah.
Because younger pastors, they are like us. They just don't do a lot of the worldly things we do,
absolutely,
which is, like, clubbing and stuff like that. They still know women. They're going to know women, guys. They're going to date women if they're, single. You just usually don't find no pastor like that that's single. That's really what y'all say. So discombobulated. Like, you can't put your brain on this because we don't have a lot of young, single men pastors.
Right.
So if you never followed a younger pastor, then you don't get it anyway. Because they not old ass back in the missionary Baptist.
Yeah.
You see, you like the church. Do you like the church? Because you can relate.
Crazy. They were slaying the whole church.
Exactly. Mary.
Yes. Them old.
And telling you what you can and cannot do and where.
On their office
shut
desk.
Shut
no
up,
hey.
Bending them over on the office desk.
I know. I'm cool with
taking their slips off. You hear me? Taking them slips.
They was raising the slips up.
Taking them slips off. But
this a motherfucker cold in here. This water got ice in it. And it was.
I always kind of thought he was a worldly pastor. And then when she was talking about, they had went out to like,
What's a worldly pastor?
I don't know.
Like doing shit
worldly. Yeah, just doing shit up
of the world.
Yeah, so I thought she was going to say the nigga ordered a drink or something while I was out.
She said
they met over tea.
I'm like, bitch. I thought they was going to the club. Good. I swear to God, I thought she was going to say we met down there.
That's worldly?
I thought he was cussing. I thought something. I thought he was just going to say something. She was going to say, he didn't cuss.
That ain't my type of pastor, because I'm going to be like, How's your motherfucking tea?
That's just
is the shit good?
That doesn't even need to be a cuss word,
yeah,
right there.
How's your motherfucking tea? Is the shit good?
Damn, is tea good.
Good as a bitch.
Who the fuck made this?
Ooh, shit.
God, I'm like, damn, this
bitch. You're just cussing for no reason,
though. No, it is for a reason to let you know how good it is.
Good.
Listen, if I say this tea is good, you'd be like, okay, must be some good tea. What I say? Damn, this tea good shit. You like, that's some good ass tea.
Damn, yeah, that tea good. Saying?
Cussing makes shit better.
It was like, I just wanted to see how you was going to react to that.
I really don't mean that shit. That ain't who I am. I'm a gangster pastor, bitch.
Bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
I see if he said that. Then she got something to tell us. There's nothing to report back. There was nothing.
Nah.
I watched that video mad as hell.
She said her friend,
but
why y'all both dating him?
I hope she dropped
that.
Her phone and
yeah.
broke it right after she
Me too.
Did that.
I hope it fell in the toilet with Dookie in it.
Even the other girl.
With Dookie in it. I'm on the toilet shitting and I drop my phone.
In the porta potty.
Can't get that motherfucker out. Your phone fell in Dookie, in your Dookie, would you still try to get it out and clean it?
Yep.
I was thinking about
you
that.
The big shit on your phone.
Y'all niggas will get y'all phones out.
It's
too.
Probably still gonna smell like Dookie.
You gotta wash it.
You gotta have to put that motherfucker in the wash
Dookie
machine.
All in your shit.
It's gonna be in the thing.
Y'all Dookie mushy or what the fuck?
No.
I'm just saying, but it's Dookie.
Feel like
it's gonna
Dookie
have water on it.
So it gotta be a hard.
It's gonna
Dookie
be in that motherfucker. Your shit
there.
Gonna be like.
Bro, think about this. If you drop your phone in the porta potty, you getting it out?
Hell no.
Never.
Ooh.
Did you see one who dropped his gun in the porta potty and it was covered up? He was like, he was telling his girl to get it. She's like, I ain't getting it. He was like, oh, I gotta get my gun. He was like, man, fuck that. Look at how that motherfucker.
It was on a TikTok or something.
Yeah. I'd have put a whole bunch of tissue over and just like left that bitch in the toilet.
I would have had to get it.
I ain't getting that gun out. That's a Dookie.
Ooh, that's nasty. Duh, did y'all see the nigga was on the high speed
chase? Yeah,
he still
got to clean it. That's disgusting.
And went to Lincoln Park.
And Dookie.
No, he went to Lincoln Park. No, look, he got out, ran.
Not the dude that Dookie'd on himself, is it?
No, listen okay. to this. He got out the car, ran, and got in the porta potty on Lincoln Park Golf Course. And the niggas, the golfers, pushed the porta potty over it so the door wouldn't. Like on top of the door, so he couldn't get out.
That's murder. Look, that's murder.
The police came and got him out.
That's a bloody murder.
Oh yeah, Dookie. Everywhere.
Dookie murder.
Oh,
a Dookie murder.
God. That was a shitty situation, wasn't it?
No, that nigga probably still having nightmares about that.
I would have just been like, no, let me out. Take me to jail.
I hate fucking
porta potties.
No, that too. But like the motherfuckers who help, like bro.
No, they pushed.
I would have been like, just give me a
good
choice.
And shit.
They could have just gave him a choice. Like, you either come out or you gonna get tipped over in this Dookie thing.
They never got
like
shot.
Like when I was trying to run from the police from hitting the motherfucker from hitting rail, a motherfucker grabbed me, bro, and I'm trying to get away and made me get caught. The police.
It was a good Samaritan,
like,
just a random person
trying to help a Woody. You know it was a
Where
Woody.
Was that
downtown?
Here he is, officer.
Like,
we was
all fighting and shit. And then the officer must have was choking Rail, my cousin Rail. So I came from behind and I hit him. He had a helmet on, though. It was like a bike officer. He had his helmet on. So I like smacked his helmet. And then he looked. Then I started running. And then one of the fucking people at, what's the spot that don't be open no more, but it's over there by Brick? No.
Have a nice day. You remember, it used to be Have a Nice Day Cafe.
No, it used to be something else, though. I remember they used to, Yeah, it's right on the corner
right
where
the
Truth
corner.
Is.
Yeah. I forget the name of it, though.
Yeah. It was open, though. So one of the, I don't know if it was security, but it was a white dude. But he kind of, like, grabbed me to catch me, and then he had my shirt, and I'm trying to get away. And soon I got away, that motherfucking police officer tackled me, and that's when they maced me and everything.
Damn.
I was mad to be. I was mad at motherfucker, like, what in the fuck, bro? Let me get away. I was out of there, too. I was out of there, boy. That was They mazed me. My nose was running and shit. They took pictures of me. I'm like, oh my God, I'm finna be in the magazine with snotty fucking nose. Then they finally let me go, though. Oh.
I'm sheepish.
Well, TZP and Dookie and Duke, all that shit talk made her go Dookie. TZ, you got a Dookie?
I think I'm gonna go to Minnesota on the 23rd.
Why did you put that big box in that garbage can?
I could have left it in that motherfucking cabinet. Still had chips.
Well, you shouldn't have been in there eating no chips anyway. Was that the last bag?
Yep. Oh.
What else we got? I ain't got nothing else, y'all. Oh, I wanted to talk about Reese Tisa and Charlamagne.
What do you call her fat back? So he can read.
He's like, people big be back. Having big back belief. And she was upset. She was like, she took it as he saying she looked big and stuff, and she don't she shouldn't find love, like, yeah, because she a big girl.
Who said that, Charlamagne?
So now Jess hilarious brought it up, and then she was like, Charlamagne said, I bet you she was a big back, wasn't she? He was like, see, people be having big back belief. Yeah. And he just thought he ain't even hadn't seen her, he said, what she looked like. So he did apologize because he said he kind of messed up her, you know, disturbed her peace by saying that. But she went on that show and said that he's saying that, like, because she's big and she is very insecure, she said. She said he act like she shouldn't be able to find love because she a big back.
Bro, why motherfuckers act like they put their life on a fucking, on the internet and we can't rib you? Bro, you are putting yourself out there to be able to get talked about, like, my nigga, people gonna have their opinion about your life. You're gonna get real. Motherfucker, get real every day, B.
And you could be uncomfortable or whatever, but yeah, if you're getting on TikTok and, you know, you trying to be your authentic self, so you getting on there with your scarf, you getting on there, your hair ain't done, saying excuse me today, my hair ain't done, at night with your scarf on, going to bed, bonnets. Yeah. I mean, you know you gonna get ribbed. If you doing stuff like that, that's the end all be all. And Charlamagne and rib everybody. I was shocked he came back and apologized. But they talk about everybody like it ain't like she was like the pinpoint of the show. Like,
I'm saying, like, Charlamagne getting soft, bro. Rib, bro.
And he did, but he said he apologized, but he also said that he never said that she couldn't find love. Like, that wasn't it. He was like, I'm just saying. He was like, if you want to talk about big backs, let's talk about that. But it wasn't about your love life. Like,
yeah, it's about your back being bigger than your love life.
I didn't get all the way to 50. But I see she got a little deal now with someplace.
She said she get paid off that other shit, though.
She didn't.
She's stupid.
She said she didn't. Well, yeah. Why everybody making up that she did? Over $80,000. I thought maybe she said
she's
it.
She's stupid. What she should have did.
I only got when to like episode that one, 30
that first
something.
Two videos, and when she got all them views on that shit, yeah, then YouTube. She should have asked to get money or put it on YouTube.
Yeah.
And then get subscribed.
Yeah,
like,
because if you already ain't registered, like, trying to get money, yeah, you don't just
gotta,
get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's why you got to wait. Or then on YouTube.
To monetize.
Yeah.
For TikTok.
Already. That's even what on YouTube, somebody said. You got to have a certain amount of subscribers and all that, and I'd be like, I need 10,000 subscribers before I finish my story.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would have got those 10,000 subscribers. Then I would have posted my story.
I guess she wasn't in it for the money.
I would have did short clips because you would have had a million view on this one, million view on this one, million view on this one. And then she would have got paid on all them motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's true.
But the fat bitch stupid. Big back ass.
Shut up, no.
Shut up.
He is ridiculous.
The fat back ass bitch. That's why you can't find love, fat back.
That's not cool,
bro. It's just not nice. You're
I
just,
want her to sue me.
You're not nice.
Look at them.
You're not a nice guy.
See that hooping in the basement?
It's cracking over there. I'm shoot a three.
That's a basement?
Ew. Look how low the ceiling is.
The I ceiling said, that's a basement?
This is crazy.
You'll buy.
That's just too much sweat all on each other.
Why is they in there, in this basement?
I know they hot and stanky.
It looks stinky and hot.
And people watching, like, they probably smell it that's on the sideline. Hayes watching girls assless.
I'm not.
Assless. I mean, pantsless.
This is in the Ryan Report group.
Pantsless.
These ain't the ones that be in hooping. Atlanta.
That one with the big booties. Yeah, they be Atlanta. Big.
That's Atlanta.
They be like this big. I'm like, do they get their shots before they come out here and hoop?
Well, hold on. You get your steroids, I'm going to get these ass shots.
But that was the last thing I had. And Shannon Sharp outfit.
Boy, they was ripping Lou on his ass.
Lou. Y'all seen Lou? He act just like him, dog. How do he know how to do everybody?
When he kept clapping the phones together and putting the S's on everywhere. He put the S on everywhere.
He did it just like
Total
him.
Total Wines and Total Morse.
Why Lou so funny, though?
Why stop doing that, bro? It's just coming out.
I think they just got him at the wrong.
No, they say he got two hip replacements. That's why he walked like that.
No, but you don't got to wear them tight.
He's like, ooh, my hip. My hip.
He's strong, bro. All his clothes going to be tight.
Nah, it ain't. Not like that.
His stylist. They said his stylist just like that.
His stylist gay.
He fired his stylist.
He fired him?
Yep. Because he said...
Is it an orange purse?
He owed his loyalty to the girl that really put him on, like, who was his stylist at first.
Oh, so he had got rid of her and went to him?
But now, like, he didn't even get rid of her. I guess she was just, like, too busy, and he went and got dude.
But she ain't put him on because you ain't on for your clothes.
He back. He back with her.
Now he about to be on for his clothes.
This shit tighten the bitch.
Listen,
but man, I think he fired him because they were saying he was fucking with his stylist. But then they were saying it was his aunt, his cousin, his nephew, or something.
Listen, that drawing of him,
boy,
I was dying.
Look just like him.
Look just like him.
That dude can draw.
It was the head
with the part
and the little fat on the side of his neck right there. His head was not attached to that body.
He do be looking like he about to bust out of them clothes like Paul Bunyan or something. And interviews, too. He look uncomfortable sitting there when he have on them. He be having to sit like this. His clothes be so tight. But if you that strong, you got to get you. I guess it ain't nothing he can wear. Shirt-wise, he'll have to get a big-ass shirt. You got to get him custom-made. That's it. That's all.
We find that picture.
Of the drawing.
Yeah.
It's in TZ Talks. Mm-hmm. It's still at the top a little bit, too. I don't know, though. They've been talking this episode.
You don't like who?
I said, I don't know. They was talking this episode.
Who?
In the group. I'm saying, Terry must ain't listen yet. He don't come along all late, adding us with facts and shit over and over.
Look at
you this. Found it.
Look at that.
Look how bow-leg he is. Why he got that gap? Head, right? I hate that gap in between his legs. Soggy.
Look how he's standing, though. I like that.
Got on the greens, the Ninja Turtle.
All right, y'all. We are done. Thank y'all for listening. Make sure y'all shout us out. Follow along in the group. Subscribe. We need to start recording again.
Yep.
All right. Good night. God bless.